So let's review. At the end of the previous daf, the Gemara concluded that the Arava ceremony in the Beis HaMikdash was done by carrying the Aravas by hand. If so, asked the Gemara, Ve'ela Nitchu, let the Arava override Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, since they know exactly when Yom Tov starts. They should be able to perform the Arava ceremony because it would be a true remembrance of how things were done in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara answers that, Kivan da'anan lo dechinon inu namel lo dachu. Since we in Bavel cannot override Shabbos, they in Eretz Yisrael should not either. Even though in reference to the mitzvah of Lulav, the Gemara earlier did allow for a distinction between Eretz Yisrael, where Lulav would be taken on Shabbos, but in Bavel not, the Gemara now retracts this and explains that really in Eretz Yisrael as well, Lulav does not override Shabbos even on the first day of Yom Tov. The Gemara then begins to discuss the difference between the mitzvahs of Lulav and the Rava today and before the destruction. Omli Abai L'Rava. Maishna Lulav davdin le shiva zech lemikdash, u maishna Rava delay avdin le shiva zech lemikdash. Abaya asked Rava why we take the Lulav all 7 days, but taking the Rava is only done on one day. Amale, hayav adam yaitzi dechavase bar Rava shabalulav. Rava answered, this is because a person already fulfills his obligation for that Rava with the Arava in the Lulav bundle. But asks Abaya, hahu mishim Lulav hu dekavadle, that while performing the mitzvah of Lulav, we don't have in mind the Arava, nor do we lift up another time for Arava. Ela am Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rava. Lulav de Islei Iker Minatayr Begvulin, Avdin Le Shiva Zech LeMikdash. But Rava de Lesley Iker Minatayr Begvulin, Lo Yavdin and Shiva Zech LeMikdash. The mitzvah of Lulav, whose source for outside the Beis HaMikdash, is from the Torah, we take it 7 days in remembrance of the temple. The Arava ceremony outside of the temple is only rabbinic. Lo yavdin shiva zechel mikdash, we do not perform it for 7 days as a remembrance. Amar Shlokish. Kehanim bali mumin nichnasin ben ha'ulam v'l mezbeach kedei lotziz bar Rava. Shlokish teaches that kehanim bali mumin, kehanim who have invalidating blemishes, may enter the area between the ulam, the antechamber, and the mezbeach in order to fulfill their Rava obligation, even though normally such kehanim would not be allowed in this area. And brings proof to this from an earlier statement that quoted Rabbi Yechonah Mishum Rabbi Nechunya Ish Bikas Beis Chursin as saying that Eser Netiyos, Arava V'Nisachamayim, all these three are halacha l'Moshe M'Sinai. However, Rabbi Yechonah himself challenges Rish Lakish and asks him, who said the mitzvah of Arava is to take it in your hand and walk around the Mizbeach? Maybe just standing them up around the altar is the mitzvah. And also, just because the Arava is halacha l'Moshe M'Sinai doesn't mean that Kehanim Bali Mumin could enter that area. The Gemara continues. Itma, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shimon Levi. Chada ma'arava yisoid neviyim, v'chada ma'arava minig neviyim. Rabbi Yechon argued with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi about whether the Arava ceremony is yisoid neviyim, an enactment by the prophets which would make it similar to other rabbinic enactments and therefore would require a bracha, or is it just a minig neviyim, a custom practiced by the prophets and passed on to the later generations, which does not require a bracha? Initially, the Gemara believed that Rabbi Yechon is the one who said, Arava is yisoid neviyim, based on Rabbi Vav's statement. Dam Rabbi Vav, Rabbi Yechon, Arava yisoid neviyim hu. However, this seems to contradict that which we had just learned about Rabbi Yechon, that the Arava is halacha l'Moshe M'Sinai, not just a rabbinic enactment. Rabbi Vav responds that it's true that Arava is a halacha l'Moshe M'Sinai. However, shalchum v'chaz Rabbi Yastam, it was forgotten by the Jews of Bavel, and v'chaz Rabbi Yastam and the prophets later on re-established them. The Gemara then questions whether Rabbi Yechonon held the Torah was forgotten by the Jews of Bavel, because we find that Rabbi Yechonon said to his students in Eretz Yisrael regarding Rav Kahanu, who recently arrived from Bavel, Dilchein Amri Dilhoini. I originally thought that the Torah was yours, but I see now that it is theirs, meaning in Bavel they did not forget their learning. If so, how can Rabbi Vav say that Rabbi Yechonon held the Arava ceremony today is Yisrael Nevi'im because it was forgotten? The Gemara therefore retracts from its earlier answer and says that Arava in the Beis HaMikdash is a halacha l'Moshe M'Sinai. However, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it is only a Yisrael Nevi'im. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Ami's three rules about the Arava obligation today. Arava Tzrich Hashir. It needs to have a minimum amount of either 3 twigs of moist leaves, according to Rav Nachman, or 1 branch with at least 1 leaf, according to Rav Sheshes. Next, Einin Netelus El Befnei Atzma. It is only taken by itself. And Ein Adam Yitzi Dechavase by Rava Shabalulav. You cannot fulfill the Rava obligation with the Arava in the Lulav bundle. Although this third rule seems to be included in the second rule, we need a separate rule to teach that even if you lifted the lulav bundle a second time for the sake of the arava, it is still not valid since it's the arava from the bundle and cannot be used for the arava ceremony. Rav Chisda Rabbi Yitzchak, Adam Yetzi Dei Chavas of Arava Shabalulav. Rav Chisda, however, says that if you can use the arava from the lulav, the kamashira, and how many arabas do we need? Amr Rav Nachman, Gimel Badi Olin Lachen, three branches with moist leaves. Rav Sheshes Amafila Ola Echad Ubad Echad, even one small branch with one attached leaf. The Gemara presents two incidents that support the idea that the arava is a minig nevim, a rabbinic custom. Ivor said he saw Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik wave the arava without reciting a bracha, because he held minig nevim, it is only a custom. Ivor and Chizkiah also saw Rav wave the arava without making a bracha, because he held minig nevim. The Gemara relates another incident where Ivor observed Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik. Amar Ivor habaka imna kamei de Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik lekamei hahu gavu. A man came before him and said, Kriyasa isli, karmaya isli, zisaya isli. He owned villages, vineyards, and olive trees. And during Shemitah, he paid the workers who hoed the crops and olives. He asked Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik if this was allowed, and he told him it was not. The man went to fix the situation and was praised by Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, who said that, Kadu havesi dari ba'ar hada memshnin. I already lived here for 40 years. And have not seen such a straight man. The man asked what he should do. And Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik said, Afker zesai l'chashachir. He should abandon the olives to the poor and temper tay l'kashkushi krum, pay the people hoeing from his own pocket. The Gemara wonders how hoeing can be done during Shemitah, since the Pasuk says, Tishmetenu v'netashta, you shall leave and forsake the land during Shemitah. And the Braisa says, Tishmetena means to not hoe, and the Natashta means do not clear out rocks. The Gemara explains that there are two types of hoeing. One is Situme Fili, covering the cracks so they don't dry out, and this is permitted. The other is Avruya Ilani, piercing the loose dirt around the trees, which is forbidden. The Gemara then cites another halacha, which Ivor said in the name of Elazar Tzaddik. Ali halach odem ba'arvi shabbos is yesim b'gimel parsois. A person should travel no more than three parsois in Erev Shabbos, so they will have enough time to prepare before Shabbos starts. Rav Kana said that this is only true when the person is traveling to his own house, and as Rashi explains, they might not have prepared food for him since they didn't know he was coming back. If someone was traveling to an inn, he may travel farther than three parsois because Amai did not get samach. He relies on the food he has with him since he cannot rely on the innkeeper. Some say that Rav Kana applies this rule even when traveling to your own house, and certainly when traveling to an inn. I'm Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says this indeed happened to him, and when he arrived at his destination, he didn't even find small fried fish to eat.